The Belfast Telegraph is reporting that there will be no grace period for MOT delays despite the current testing backlog. That means anyone driving their vehicle without a valid certificate will be breaking the law, even if they can't get a date before their MOT lapses. The SDLP MLA, Mark H. Durkin, is with us this morning. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. So you've written to the Department for Infrastructure. What have they said? What did you ask for, and what have they said back?
Yeah, well, I wrote on the back of these completely unacceptable delays. I've been inundated with complaints and queries from constituents. You know, the impact of not being able to get an MOT test before the expiry of your current certificate is having a huge impact on people's lives. You know, these people with caring responsibilities having to leave children here, there and everywhere, and an impact on people's livelihoods. I mean, so many people here need their car to get to work and for their work itself, particularly given the very poor public transport infrastructure we have here. Now, I'm aware that this isn't the first time that a situation like this has arisen. In 2004, there was a similar period where there were huge waits for tests and people were not able to get appointments in time, and a grace period was introduced at that time.
I was about to say, surely even if they introduced a grace period, your insurance, you would have difficulty getting covered with your insurance. But you say this has happened before.
Yeah, while the DVA have described this as an unprecedented situation, it's not entirely unprecedented. It did happen in 2004 where there was a grace period introduced. And the difficulty here that people face, and that me as an elected representative, and I know other MLAs are having similar issues here, is how do you advise people on this? Because different insurance companies are actually taking different approaches to this. Some insurance companies are saying, well, that's fine if you can show us that you have made an appointment, and even though it's a couple of weeks beyond your current MOT runs out, that's fine, we'll cover you. Others aren't being as flexible or as lenient in that regard.
Well, the department, I'm just reading here. It's all the preparation I do for this programme, Mark. I'm just reading this response for the first time that you got on the back of your email correspondence, right? And this is, you'd written to the Permanent Secretary, Katrina Godfrey, right?
Yes.
And you got a reply from Pat Delaney. Who's Pat Delaney?
Pat Delaney, he's the Director of Operations in the Driver and Vehicle Agency.
So Mr. Delaney says in his reply to you, you also inquired whether the department, in conjunction with the PSNI, has considered the granting of a grace period. I do not consider an exemption necessary at this time, as I'm hopeful that the measures outlined above will help reduce waiting times. So they're not saying they can't do it. They're saying it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Try telling that to people who can't use their car because they can't get an MOT date.
Yeah, and you have to wonder what it would take for someone in the DVA to consider it necessary. And now, in fairness to them, they have taken some measures. They have opened on Sundays, made appointments available then. They have recruited additional staff. They've opened bank holidays as well.
Yeah.
But it's the allocation of those new appointments has been done on a first-come, first-served basis, which means that someone who very responsibly made an appointment at the earliest possible opportunity but got it beyond the date of the expiry of their current MOT will have missed these Sunday slots because as soon as they became available, other people were ringing in and getting them. So there doesn't seem to have been a strategic approach to this at all.
Yeah, and to be fair to Mr. Delaney, he does set out to you, and I think you've just gone over some of it there, what they're doing. They've opened test centres on Sunday 16th of June where they test over 950 vehicles. They have approximately 1,000 additional vehicle tests planned for Sunday the 23rd. That was a couple of days ago, wasn't it? Planning's underway to make MOT appointments available every Thursday for a further 8 Sundays during July and August. And so it goes on. So they really are trying, but you're saying there's a problem.
Yeah, well, they have taken steps, but I would have a fear that it's maybe a bit too little too late. I also think in this response that they've got that there are further questions to be asked and maybe an interrogation of some of the figures used in that. Apparently there's an additional 15,000 tests in the first 3 months of this year. Now that's a staggering figure. Where did these 15,000 new tests come from unless there was a huge spike in car sales in 2015, so there's vehicles needing tested for the first time Now, this year, I'd like to interrogate that further. There is also the rationale given, or well, I suppose it's an excuse of sorts, and it centres on people making appointments and not showing up for them. Now, I know that's something that plagues our health service here, where people don't turn up for doctor's appointments or appointments at the hospital. But DVA are saying that between the 10th and 16th of June, a total of 644 customers failed to attend their allocated appointment for a test. The difference between an appointment at the doctor's and an appointment for an MOT means that's 644 people who paid £30.50 for a test and didn't show up. So again, I would maybe like to interrogate that figure further, because it's hard to imagine that people would pay £30.50 for an appointment and not show up without good reason.
Here's John in Belfast. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen. I was just wondering, you know, why can we not go down the road that happens in England, where you put MOT into the hands of a reputable garage, let them carry out the MOT test and they see the document, or failing that, when the work is carried out for MOT, that same garage would give them a letter to say this vehicle is safe to be on the road. That would allow the people to drive their vehicle until such time they get an MOT.
I'm seeing people here. There's a caller from Port Stewart, for example, who's saying his car is due for MOT shortly, and he's being told he will have to wait another 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep.
There's another one here basically saying that they can't give him an appointment until after his MOT has run out. So what does he do? Leave the car in the driveway? How does he get to work?
You know, that man could be sitting maybe with someone in the family that he needs that car for, maybe to take to school or to take to hospitals or whatever. So, I mean, you've got plenty of reasons. Most people have a car. They have it for a reason. It's not just for enjoyment. It's there to work for them. And if they're stopping them from doing that, therefore, then I think the garage is the obvious answer to the whole lot.
03 30 80 55 55. John, thank you. Herbie, next morning. Herbie.
Hello. I had to go from Newton Abbey to Coleraine 2 weeks ago to get my car MOT. But while I was there, I happened to say to the chap, this is a bit of a mess, but I'm glad you are opening on Sunday. And his answer was, sorry, I've just come up the stairs.
His answer was what?
I've just come upstairs, I'm out of breath, hold on.
Oh, for goodness sake.
His answer was, it wouldn't matter if I had 10 days a week. We'll never be able to catch up. And the reason being, he said it's Stormont to blame because there was legislation to make the MOT centres bigger. Most of them have 4 lanes. He told me that they should have made them 6. They're supposed to be making them 6 or 8 lanes, but because there's nobody there to sign it off, it's not being done.
Well, here's another real life. I don't know if that's true. Clearly, we would need to check that out. But there's another suggestion of an example of how, with a lack of Stormont, it does affect real people's lives. I don't know if that's true or not, but we can certainly check it out. Jim in Belfast next. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, as regards the MOTs, could they not give dispensation to, say, half a dozen garages around Northern Ireland to do the service in the MOT? In England, it's always done by garages.
Is it?
It's done by the government.
I don't know these things. Is it?
Yeah. There's no such a thing as an MOT centre in England run by the government. Now, I think if everybody checks their car and works out how much mileage they do, and they get their car serviced every year, I don't see where there's a problem, to be honest.
It's just unacceptable, isn't it, that if there are people that have paid their car tax, that have, you know, they've worked hard to buy a car, they're paying their tax on the fuel to put into their car, and then, you know, our authorities in Northern Ireland can't get them an appropriate date. It's not acceptable.
A good example. We don't have Stormont, so nobody else is willing to take the authority onto themselves to pass a new rule. Now, cars, we need cars. We need transport. We need cars. People have to get to work. Nurses have to get to work. Doctors have to get to work. But yet, because they can't get their car MOT'd, but surely if your car is under 5 years of age and you've been getting it serviced every year, I can see no point. No, I can see no problem for all the mileage they would do.
It's an interesting suggestion, Jim. Thank you. Jimmy in Ballymena, Market Circle, will say good morning to you. Thank you very much. Morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Right. I applied for my MOT, which is due on the 6th of July, 4 weeks in advance, and I'm having to wait until the 31st of July for an appointment.
You applied when?
The 8th of June.
So it's nearly 2 months you're waiting?
Yes, and my MOT does not expire until the 6th of July. So I was applying well in what I thought was well in advance, and I can't get an appointment before the 31st of July.
What are you going to do?
Well, what can I do? I'll notify my insurance company and see what they say, but, I mean, what do you do? If the insurance company say they'll cover me, then fair enough. But if they say they don't cover me, then it's too big a risk to drive without insurance.
Jimmy, thank you. Sorry, Mark, before you go this morning, there were plans to extend this by 6 or 8 lanes or something, weren't there?
Yes, it was a point that Herbie made, and if anyone would know about vehicle tests, it's ironic it was someone called Herbie, I think. But there was, during my time as Minister, there was a consultation on a business case for the modernisation of the test centre estate. That would have seen new test centres, a couple of new ones opened, and then an increase in the capacity of existing stations. That would have the impact, I suppose, of reducing waiting times and also improving the test, addressing issues like the fact that the diesel emissions test can't be carried out properly here. That's an issue that Spotlight had actually covered last year. Yeah. So that is a business case that is sitting, waiting to be signed off. So Herbie was dead right on that.
Mark, thank you. Good morning to you.